Hello there. This is Jim the Keys bartender. This is going to be an in-between episode, so I'm not even going to number it. But I should start covering the topics of that I don't really cover during a show, and it's bar talk. And I'm going to do it with bar talk segments. So recently, I was talking to some visitors at the Amerada Brewery and Distillery, in which I work at, about places of interest while they're here in the Keys, particularly on the rainy day. What do you do in the Keys when you do it? Well, we have a couple museums and things like that. And I was thinking about museums. We get started talking about museums. And some people, it's unique. Well, who's this? It's not, wait, let's hear this. I'm going to put it on speaker. Let's see who this person is. Hello, can I help you? Hello? Hello? Oh, I don't think your name's Michael. I'm sorry. Listen, it's not that. I know when you hear that click and then you hear the background, everyone talking on their headphones and stuff like that, it's a telemarketer. For some reason, I can't with this voice over internet, VoIP, voice over internet protocol, where people get to get the phone numbers and it could be any place in the world and they call you up and pretend that they're in Miami. And they do a good job at kind of hiding their accents. And I don't have a problem talking to somebody. Hi, so and so, I want to talk to you about this. They always, I think they're always trying to sell me senior citizen packages and stuff like that. And I'm not a senior citizen yet. I'm not in denial. I'm not in denial. Actually, I went to a couple places recently. And one was to a park and asked, do you have a senior discount? And I said, yeah, I'm 60. And they go, oh, well, that doesn't qualify for it. And then I say, why the fuck do I get all these phone calls then? But it's not that person's fault, is it? But it's like, oh man, I get all the perks of getting all phone calls and people trying to steal from me or scam me or stuff like that. It's crazy. So get back to the thing. We're talking about museums. And I said, well, I'm thinking about opening up a museum. And people go, what? Well, what do you mean, what kind of a museum? Well, what is a museum? What is a museum to be exactly? You got some of the most famous museums in the United States. You have the Smithsonian Museums, the Natural History Museum, the Air and Space Museum, the National Art Museum, the Metropolitan Art Museum, Philadelphia Art Museum. There's art museums everywhere. And a museum of science, a museum of aquariums are kind of like a museum. It's just a collection of stuff, right? Just like it's as if it's a billionaire getting all their stuff and putting it in a building and showing you, oh, look at all this shit I collected. I mean, that's what the museum, the Philadelphia Art Museum, it's a beautiful, beautiful building, beautiful. It looks like a palace in the 1800s in France. Big Greco-Roman revival building, and there's room after room. Some of it's art, some of it's sculptures, some of it's cutlery, armor, different just shit. And people on this way, well, I got this and this and this. I'm just thinking the little box, the cigar box you had. I had one. I don't even think. I mean, we still have it around here somewhere. I remember I had it until like 20 years ago, maybe. Remember exactly what was in it. I had a little tin soldier in it, like a British soldier. I don't know if it was a British soldier or an American soldier from like the 1800s, painted blue. And I had a little matchbox. I had marbles in it. Maybe a couple old ID cards I had from when I was a my dad was in the Navy. I had my dependents' IDs. I had different coins, foreign coins for some reason. I thought there were some stamps. Just shit. And, you know, that's what a museum is. People get it and they try to make a collection. You know, that's where people get collections. You know, my grandmother collected decorative spoons. And there were these places you'd go to and they sell these spoons and they have like Yosemite Park would have one, Chicago would have one, the Cascades, the Finger Lakes. There'll be little spoons and every little thing, and they give you little display boxes. You put those on. And my other grandmother collected Hummels. And for a couple of years, fortunately, I did not go that far, but I started collecting the McDonald's glasses. They always had these McDonald's glasses. You can buy them four set. They had Peanuts, and then they had, I think they may have had a Scooby-Doo one. They had G.I. Joe, and I used to collect them. And then one day I came home, and my niece is drinking out of one of my Peanuts. Peanuts. I wanted to say penis, but Peanuts glasses. And I thought, what are you, Graham? What are you drinking from? Why is she drinking from my glass? As if I was eating from, 12th century plate and fork from the Merovingians in France. I think the Merovingians were probably before that time, but I just picked that. Yeah, the Merovingians were probably like the 900s. But that's what museums pretty much are. Just a collection of things and people. You say, well, I want people to appreciate the stuff I collected. And billionaires just have an opportunity to say, you can get Andrew Wyeth paintings. I have Picasso's. I have Chagall, Marc Chagall. I have Van Gogh. And that's just a collection of stuff. I mean, I went to MoMA in New York. And that was a collection of stuff. Some of it was pretty interesting stuff. They had some Van Gogh there, that Chagall. I don't know if they had Van Gogh, they had Picasso. But then they had shit. They had like, it looked like, literally looked like shit. Someone left a monster turd, I think, the Museum of Modern Art. And then there was the paintings where you just had two, blue up top, yellow in the bottom. And an art critic would probably look at me like I'm a Philistine and say, what is this? What is this? You're just looking at just someone said, I'm going to make this part yellow and this part blue. And it's going to be, what are you going to paint yellow? Nothing. It's just going to be yellow. Okay, what are you going to paint with blue? It's going to just be blue. Is it going to be shaded different? Is it going to go from light yellow to dark? Nope, just one color yellow, one color blue. And that's what you want to hang there? Yes. And there was one painting, all one color. There was this display of phones. There was a display of phones, but it wasn't like collector phone. It was phones you get up, and it was recorded conversations. Recorded conversations you were listening to. And that's a collection of that. So almost anything, if I'm looking around the room, I'm where I'm recording, I have enough in here to fill up, I guess, four medium-sized rooms. You know, I could put all my books, all the show ideas where I write down. I have like eight books filled with the episode notes. Some people might be surprised to say, yes, actually, you know those podcasts where he made over 800 and of 50 episodes? I know it says 100, 818, but there's a bunch not numbered like this one. He actually wrote some of those, and they go, that is unbelievable, unfucking unbelievable, because it sounds like he didn't even know what he was talking about or didn't plan on talking about that. So, well, no, that's part of the museum. Look, we got the books here to show it. And here are some of his business cards from those crazy businesses he had. This is one that says Keys Baby Rentals. You know what that one? Look on the bottom of it, what it says. Yeah, he didn't rent babies. It was an equipment rental company. And then Keys Delivery. And people say, Keys Delivery, was it for delivering babies? No. Who's delivering everything but babies. Oh, that's it. Oh, Keys Notary. Keys Notary, wedding officiant. The Keys pot. I mean, Jesus Christ, I could probably have a couple museums. If you want a boring museum, I could do that. I can do a couple doodles. There were a couple doodles at the Museum of Modern Art. It just looked like scribbling. Some drunk guy scribble, and probably a bartender looked at it and said, "Can I keep this?" And they took it and put it in the Museum of Modern Art. But I'm surprised I didn't see like a little mural of used napkins from a restaurant. These are just napkins or chewed straws. Yeah, a bunch of chewed straws. You can see if you look ever so slightly the nuances in the different dental characteristics of each person that chewed on these. Oh, that's fascinating. It's really fascinating. And that pretty much is a that's what a museum is. And another thing, another observation, I was talking to my wife, Abby. And as you know, if you're an avid listener, Abby came from Poland when she was 19. And she is as much a Keys girl as she is a Polish woman, or if not more so. She always talks about being Polish. A lot of times I'm like this when she's saying something about Poland. I said, wait, you were in Poland 19 until you were 19 years old. And yes, you're still talking to Polish people. But I'm saying, I know a lot of 19s and 19 year olds here in the United States. And they don't know shit about the United States. So she knows a lot more about the United States. She's very well versed in it. And she, she speaks English fluently, she speaks Polish fluently, she has a little and she can speak some Spanish. Not she's a whole language ahead of me, because I know like a quartering of like an eighth Polish, eighth, maybe not an eighth, a tenth, a quarter French, maybe a little more French than I know Spanish. So my wife's ahead of me, but I noticed a certain in particular, when someone has an accent, they can get away with saying phrases that you would think that they were learning disabled here in the United States. Or I don't know if it's like speaking English or another language someplace else, but in the United States, when I hear someone with an accent and they say, would you like to eat a strawberry instead of strawberries? And if someone says, oh, do you want to eat strawberry? You want to go to car look? Instead of saying, do you want to look at car, or do you car want to look? If you say it with an accent, I know they're saying, there's a car you want to look at. You buy the car. Do you want to buy the car? Or do you buy the car? Yeah, I would think whenever you say something with an accent and you say it incorrectly, or you don't conjugate correctly, I just think that person's a little more worldly. And you could be like, they could be a scientist and they're speaking incorrectly. The sun is. He said, oh, there's Abby. I better be careful. I'll be back in a moment. Well, no, I won't be back. This is just it for now. I got to hear what she's got to say. Bye.